Israel has suspended peace negotiations with the Palestinians following the killing of two Israelis in the West Bank. Prime Minister Ehud Barak recalled his top negotiators from the talks that were being held in Taba, Egypt. Barak had hoped to reach some kind of peace agreement before next month's Israeli elections. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat may be facing his own leadership challenge. Younger Palestinians, who earned their reputations during the Intifada, are demanding a greater say in what goes on. NPR's Sarah Chase reports from Gaza.
An office in downtown Gaza City serves as headquarters for the Shabiba, or youth movement, of Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction. Huge portraits of the aging leader hang on the walls. Abdul Hakim Awad heads the movement. In this position, he's one of the prime organizers of the Intifada here. He acknowledges that the level of violence has abated for the moment.
The Intifada is like the sea. Yeah, they are waves, you know. So it's natural case. During the Intifada now. To stop, to go on, and to stop.
In the West Bank town of Ramallah, Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti predicts the clashes will escalate again within a few weeks.
I think the Intifada will continue more than all the expectations.
Barghouti, like Awad, feels the Palestinian Authority needs to take notice.
They have to recognize that there is no meaning for the negotiations without Intifada. It has to be a policy.
These two men are part of a new crop of leaders who've been thrown into the public eye by the Intifada. In fact, many here believe that one of the consequences of the protests has been to forge this new post-Arafat generation. Munir Mohammed is a pastry chef who lives in Gaza.
This is one of the positive results of the Intifada. These people came out now, people listen to them, they think that they are leading the streets in a good way.
According to a recent poll by an independent association of Palestinian journalists, more than 70% of Palestinians support the Intifada. Many Gazans, like Tahani Ibrahim, don't hesitate to say that they will vote for those who've proven themselves in the clashes when the time comes.
I will trust anybody who was in the street with the people who were throwing stones on the Israelis. I will trust him because he feels the same feeling with me.
Fatah Youth Movement leader Awad acknowledges the Intifada has made some reputations.
Many people whom is as a leader now in the Intifada, they have more power by the Intifada. By their participations in the Intifada, they have more power. Like example, okay, Marwan Barghouti is a leader in the past and now. But if you make a difference concerning the position power of Marwan Barghouti, it's better several times like than the past.
And increasingly, these field leaders who've garnered the people's loyalty find themselves in opposition to Arafat and the top echelon of political officials. Awad puts it diplomatically.
There is some separation, some space between those and the higher level of leadership.
Pastry chef Munir Mohammed is less diplomatic. He asks, shall I be honest? I hope this Intifada brings people who can help us, not people who need help. Munir senses that the new leaders, the potential successors to Arafat, are competing with each other through the Intifada.
They're competing, so everyone wants to give more to his people, so in the future they will be supported more from the people.
Ramallah leader Barghouti denies this is conscious.
It's not in our mind that to use the Intifada to improve our situation personally.
But it is happening, he admits. Fatah youth head Awad puts it this way.
Some people have local aims. There is some of these groups try to practice its right every day on the ground, you know, in a small conflict with the others.
And how would you do that? How would another young male, for example, try to compete for leadership with Awad?
If you want to compete with me, you have to compete with me by how much you introduce blood. This is the rule.
Young Intifada leaders are increasingly voicing a frustration with Yasser Arafat and his inner circle that is widespread. A frustration not only with perceived corruption or mismanagement, but also with the way he's conducting the peace process and the concessions he's made in the past. These new leaders say there are orders from Arafat they will not obey. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Gaza.